Mr. President, fellow health ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this opportunity to address the assembly. The recent Ebola outbreak has taught us all that fight against infectious disease relies heavily on the preparedness and mobilization of health systems. Through resource sharing and support, our combined response mechanisms must ensure that health systems do not become paralyzed and that high quality medical care can be provided. This is a task for the entire global community. In 2014, to assist in containing the Ebola outbreak internationally, we offered personal protective equipment as well as financial support and sent health professionals to participate in Ebola training activities in the United States. This year, an Ebola prevention training center was set up in southern Taiwan in conjunction with the United States to provide more trainers for Ebola preparedness in Asia-Pacific countries. We have also promoted training for individuals and groups in the use of personal protective equipment. And to address the broader range of global health challenges, in 2009, we agreed to implement the international health regulations to coordinate more closely with international disease control systems. Our health system faces the challenges of rapidly aging population. And for several years, we have been planning a comprehensive system for long-term care that builds on the strengths of our universal health insurance system, which is widely regarded as one of the world's best. After 20 years, the system today has a coverage rate of 99.8%. During serious disasters such as SARS crisis, our health system has proven to be robustly supported by these health insurance systems, as it reinforces social support and provides comprehensive medical care. Primary care clinics are prioritized and local community medical resources are mobilized to bring health care as close to the people as possible. Public and private hospitals jointly meet medical needs, with public hospitals providing 20% of services and private hospitals providing 80%. We have also established an emergency network to provide optimal care for acute and critical cases and another to prevent outbreaks of epidemics. By integrating these networks, our health system is equipped to provide flexible responses to emerging challenges. Chinese Taipei contributes its health resources and expertise to the global community in many ways. We welcome any opportunity to cooperate with WHO in assisting Nepal with post-disaster reconstruction. And indeed, we are always willing to join in and contribute to related global efforts. We hope that our goodwill is noted and that our meaningful and dignified participation in WHO can be broadened. I call for the model of our presence in the WHA to further expand to other WHO-related meetings, mechanisms, and activities so that we can join WHO efforts to strengthen health systems and better prepare ourselves for the future challenges facing the world we all share. In conclusion, I wish this assembly great success to my people. Taiwan got you. Thank you very much.